Activate dance mode. Count. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome, my dear friends. Let the party begin.
You're listening to Groove Garden Radio on NativeSoulRecordings.com.
Check it out.
Thank you.
CrewGardenRadio.com.
Message in all of my music. It's all about doing people doing something else other than what they have done, because what they have done is impossible. And the world the way it is today is a result of the possible that they did. It's a result of the absolute thing. So now, there's something else. There's always something else in the universe that's bigger than this. And the world the way it is today is a result of the possible that they did. It's a result of the absolute thing. So now, there's something else. There's always something else in the universe as big as this.
Let's go. times, because I don't like you. I don't know what's wrong. Just feel like the time's coming.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. boombox radio and shit. And I record my favorite songs from those mixes onto cassette. And I would take the songs I recorded and find my favorite parts and do what I would call, and me and my homies around the neighborhood would call pause edits. And what we would do is just pause the song on beat and then rewind the tape on the other side and replay the part you wanted and pause it on beat again and kind of just make your own groove from it. The shit took hours, sometimes literally a couple of days, but the shit worked. Those are my first loops. I also remember going over to Rocky Jones' studio when I was about 16 or 17 with Ken Lexi and Fast Eddie. Those guys were huge back in the day, man. They were huge back then. And they took me under their wing. And they took me over to the studio one day, and we ran into these guys, and they were splicing tape. Like splicing reel-to-reel tape. And I was like, man, what the fuck are those guys doing over there? You know, I was asking Kay, man, like, what are those dudes doing over there? And they said, those guys, they're making edits. I said, edits? I said, man, I do pause edits, man. I'm not gonna get that splicing tape all day. He said, no, these are like, you know, high quality, real edits, man. We can play these at the club. I'm like, whoa. You know, this is before like cassettes and, you know, CDJs and everything was back out. I'm like, whoa, man, you can make your own edits and play them at the club. It just blew me away, changed my life. Who are some of the greatest samplers in my era of house music, do I think? Oh, wow. Mostly, from my opinion, coming from Chicago, New York, and Paris. But don't get mad, motherfucker, I said, mostly. For me, though, honestly, producers like Todd Terry changed my life in the early 90s. At the time when I approached making music, what's up, Paul Johnson? What's my list? Oh, man, top 10? Wow, put me on the spot, okay. Best sampler, innovators. To me, like I said, Todd Terry, Daft Punk, Masterwork, of course, Paul Johnson.
Garden Radio on NativeSoulRecordings.com.